live and local. This is Newsmaker 3.
Joining us on the KVUE Sutherland studio line here today, Melissa Landis and Powerhouse has a big activity that's coming up here next week.
Melissa, good morning. How are you?
I'm wonderful. And you?
Hey, we're doing all right here so far. So, in Powerhouse, we talked with you here, what is it, about 2 months ago when it came to the big grant funding that was announced here for you guys?
Yep, towards the end of August.
And you have a special open house for your new recovery residents coming up here next week.
We do. It is November 8th, which is Wednesday, from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. It's really one of the only times that we open up the house. For somebody to come in and really take a tour and see what we're all about.
Well, where will this be at? Where's the location?
Well, it's in Emporia, Kansas, and they can contact me at 620-412-2002 for details.
Okay. Not releasing that just yet, the understanding.
Correct. So, but they can contact me, and I'll give them all the details, give them the address. And then they can come do a walkthrough and just get a little bit more familiar with the house, but also the programs as well.
Gotcha. So when is the open house taking place? And really, what is part of this new recovery residence for folks that will be walking through?
Yeah, it takes place November 8th, which is Wednesday from 4 to 7. As you probably recall, we opened a recovery house for women in February of last year. And so, essentially, we are doubling our capacity because we'll now be able to serve men. And really what that means is we know that most addicts relapse when they're residing in that same drug-infested environment. So we provide the recovery residents so that they can thrive, recover from addiction, and ultimately become self-sufficient.
So what are some of the different services here that Empower House will be maybe transferring over from the women's shelter to the men's recovery house, and maybe some of the adjustments that will be taking place here for women and men once this opens up?
Yeah, absolutely. Some of those services include everything from structure and accountability, specifically with a set of rules and qualifiers and curfews, making sure that they're always in compliance with any court activities, giving them through the other agencies in town. They'll be having access to addiction treatment, required to address their mental health. We've got so many different agencies in town, so they can also get assistance with employment. We'll help them with budgeting, goal planning, and obviously those resource referrals.
Yeah, I mean, the people find you basically by referral, Melissa?
Quite a few of them do. You know, since we are new, we're kind of building that reputation still. Sometimes they may find us through corrections, through referrals, sometimes through other agencies and directly from another individual that may already be there.
Melissa, from your vantage point here, how needed is this recovery residence? And really, I guess, how utilized is the women's residence right now?
Women's residence has been at full capacity since, I believe, the entire month of September and October. Literally, every bed is full every night. Currently, the ladies that we have at the house have been there an average of 193 days. So about 6 months average, and their sobriety time is 198 days. And quite frankly, I'm getting calls from women, applications from ladies, and simply we don't have any more openings.
Wow. Yeah, that was my next question, basically what the average stay was, and there you have it. So when the patients are released, do you do any tracking to see how they're doing, Melissa?
Absolutely. Most of them I've got solid relationships with.
Okay.
And, you know, one of the things that's kind of different about us is in order for them to graduate from our program, they have to have at least 90 days in-house, obviously clean and sober. But then we want them to do well outside of the house, so they've got to have at least another 90 outside of Empower House.
Understood. Melissa, I know that that drug use and drug abuse are, I want to say standard features of society now or components of society, but from your time working with Empower House, are you seeing the demand increase? You know, you're full on the women's side. I'm assuming you're thinking that you'll be close to full or full fairly quickly on the men's side. Are you seeing an increase in demand or just maybe an increase in people trying to reach out for services, and what's playing into this?
Yeah, what I see is just a constant incoming flow of applications. It is continuous that we're hearing from somebody that needs some serious help. So sometimes I'm having those conversations with them, pointing them to the right local resources for treatment, particularly if we don't have an opening and they need something immediately. So, yeah, it's increasing, but I think a lot of that has to do with people becoming more familiar with what we do and who we are and maybe how we can help in those situations.
Melissa, what is the Empower House? You mentioned some of the programs that you offer, but really what is the timetable in general terms, some of those markers that you're looking at and how those programs fit into the progress and then ultimately the success of those using the services?
Yeah, what we've done is we've actually gone in and established a set of goals for them based on kind of every 2 week periods, at least initially. And so because it's hard to explain, but if you were to wake up tomorrow and your entire life was in chaos, where do you start to put the pieces back together? And obviously one of the first things you need to look at is the drug and alcohol evaluation so that you can get your treatment. Even like on the employment side, first step is do you have an ID and do you have a resume? Then they can move forward, get that job, and once they've got the job, then they can start looking at their personal budget. What does it look like to pay off debt? How much debt do they have? How much can they pay? And making sure that they've got solid use of their funds.
Well, you do great work. The need is obviously there, and you know, moving forward in a positive way, and you're going to be able to help more folks that certainly are in need. So again, give us the open house date and time, Melissa.
November 8th, which is Wednesday from 4 to 7, and they can contact me at 620-412-2002 to get more information and the address and so forth.
All right, Melissa. Hey, thanks for your time this morning. Keep up the great work.
Thanks, Melissa.
Very good. Thank you both.
Have a great day. Yeah, Melissa Landis with Empower House. That's good. Good work there.
Yeah, great stuff for that men's recovery residence coming online here soon. Again, the open house on Wednesday. Monday morning, we only have a Newsmaker 2 for now, but we'll be adding a 3 here. I've got to do a preview interview that's going to be coming up, and that'll be slated here for Monday morning at 8:40, but I just want to make sure that we get the interviews actually in before I put it on the calendar. But for Monday, 8:20, we'll have Lyon County Clerk and Election Officer Tammy Vopot. She'll be in the middle of that final morning of the in-person advance voting process, so we'll talk about that. Plus, also that general election Tuesday, and don't forget results and reactions Tuesday night, 7:05 start time on KVOE. Tammy Vopot, 8:20 tomorrow or Monday morning here on KVOE.
Thanks, Chuck. KVOE, 8:58, sunshine and 46 degrees. Good morning.
Courtney Thompson was selected as Emporia's radio station's October Student of the Month. Courtney is a sophomore at the Flint Hills Technical College studying early childhood education and is the ECE representative on the Tech College's Student Council. She also works an average of 40 hours a week as a CNA/CMA at Sunflower Care Homes. Congratulations to Courtney Thompson, the October Student of the Month. Brought to you by Carrie's Diamonds and Bridal, Midas Touch Golden Tams, Planet Sub, Emporia State Federal Credit Union, and Emporia State University.
Whether you're working from the tractor, combine, sprayer, or something else, you need technology that works as hard as you do. Introducing Trimble's new GFX 1060 and GFX 1260 displays. Fast, powerful, and easy to use, Trimble's GFX display series is designed to help you maximize the time Mother Nature gives you.
To put Trimble's GFX displays to work, visit Modern Ag at modernaginc.com or call 785-380-7993 today.
Tune in every Monday morning at 6:50, as well as the second and third Thursday of every month at 5:20 p.m. for Flint Hills Legacies, brought to you by the Emporia Community Foundation. Our legacy can be like our mission or life purpose. However, when we pass, our legacy is a summary of who we are, how we'll be remembered, and perchance, what we leave to others for the future. What's your legacy? Here's some great stories of Flint Hills Legacies from the Emporia Community.